and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about peaceful parenting. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what doesn't work with conflict management between kids and parents?
Okay, so I'll give you some examples of unhealthy ways of dealing with normal emotions such as anger and frustration. One is trying to talk when those emotions are too high. It's mostly pointless. It's important to let the temperature decrease, give each other some space. This is difficult because our kind of angry monster tends to want to get fed and is like, but moi, I feel this, I think this. Secondly, don't make threats that you actually do not carry out. They are empty and your children know that. Do not belittle or make fun of your children. It will only increase their feelings of shame, which is not helpful. And furthermore, do not hurt people or objects. Do not hurt your child, especially when we're really angry, when we're enraged, we're powerful. It's not okay to hurt them and it's not okay to throw objects around the room.
Okay, well, so what about making threats to try to influence good behavior? Does that work or is that self-defeating?
Okay, so research shows us that when we try to control another person using our anger, for example, threatening power play in order to create fear, in order to positively influence their behavior, it just simply doesn't work. What it does is it damages the relationship. So the child in this instance would feel like their internal motivation, their own sense of will is really under siege and attack by the parent and fundamentally lacking in basic recognition. So they're definitely not going to follow through with what mom or dad is trying to force them to do. Making threats only when the consequences respond to the transgressive behavior and that the threats are followed through on. If you keep throwing that toy, I'm going to take it away for 5 minutes and I'm putting the timer on right now. Period. It ends there.
Yeah. So what does it mean, though, about just getting angry? Does that actually just make any difference, or should you not try to do that at all?
Well, first of all, you don't have a choice. Getting angry is part of being a human, so we all have boundaries that get crossed. And also, the parent-child relationship is a very intimate relationship, and you never know before becoming a parent where your child is going to touch you and on what buttons, you know, which buttons will be pushed. And then the everyday life of child rearing is really taxing, and we spoke previously about the expectations of our modern world. They're very high. In an expatriate community, we're also quite alone sometimes. So speaking about your feelings directly is the best way to try to handle these feelings, which are normal. However, we have to wait. If you're going to try to engage with your child or with your partner, you have to wait for the temperature to cool down a little bit. And so something you can do is kind of go out, get some space, go upstairs, take a shower, write. Use tools that increase your emotional vocabulary, if you like.
So how can parents then, let's say, show their anger? As you say, we all get angry. What's the best way to show it?
Well, we can speak about parents modeling to their children. And what benefits children is really seeing authentic emotions and then connecting them with words. There's Dan Segal who speaks about the upstairs brain and the downstairs brain, and we're trying to build bridges between them. So healthy anger can be expressed. This is the more kind of reptilian brain. In short, moderate levels, a few minutes, and then we want to come back to calm. Further than a few minutes, it then becomes unsafe for the child. When I say come back to calm, what I'm speaking about is a resolution. We are talking about reconnecting. So anger might cut the connection for a certain amount of time. We are hurt, we are frustrated, and then we need to come back and remind the child that we love them unconditionally. We can also apologize and we can explain ourselves, which models emotional intelligence. And research shows us that children with high emotional intelligence are better off when it comes to their well-being in friendships and in school.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.